The everlasting covenant, the power and protection in the blood of Jesus. Throughout human history, blood has been universally recognized as a symbol of life, sacrifice, and covenant. In the spiritual realm, no symbol carries more weight, meaning, or transformative power than the blood of Jesus Christ. For Christians, it is far more than a historical fact or a theological concept. It is the very source of redemption, the foundation of their relationship with God, and a mighty shield against the forces of evil, a meaning, more than a symbol. To understand the importance of Christ's blood, one must first understand the problem it solved, sin. From the earliest books of the Bible, the law established that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness, Hebrews 9:22. In the Old Testament, the blood of sacrificed animals served as a temporary covering for sin, a recurring ritual that pointed toward a greater, ultimate solution. The blood of Christ is that solution. It is the fulfillment of every prophecy and every sacrificial lamb. When Jesus offered himself on the cross, his blood was not merely that of a righteous man. It was the blood of God incarnate, sinless, perfect, and infinitely valuable. This act transformed the meaning of sacrifice forever. Its meaning is multifaceted. Atonement. It doesn't just cover sin. It completely atones for it. It pays the penalty that humanity owed, satisfying the demands of God's justice and washing away the guilt of sin permanently. Covenant. At the Last Supper, Jesus held the cup and said, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Matthew 26:28. This established a new and everlasting agreement between God and humanity, not based on law, but on grace. Reconciliation. Sin creates a chasm between God and people. The blood of Christ bridges that gap, reconciling believers to God and granting them direct access to his presence. Cleansing. It purifies the conscience from acts that lead to death. Hebrews 9:14. It is spiritual detergent, washing away the stain of sin and making the believer whiter than snow. The importance, the foundation of faith. The importance of the blood of Christ cannot be overstated. It is the central pillar of the Christian faith. Without it, there is no gospel, no good news. It secures our salvation. We are justified by his blood. Romans 5:9. Our right standing before God is not earned by our good works, but is granted through faith in the sacrificial work of Christ on the cross. It grants us access. The moment Jesus died, the temple veil, which separated the Holy of Holies from everyone except the high priest, was torn in two from top to bottom. This symbolized that through his blood, every believer now has direct and personal access to God. It brings peace, through him to reconcile to himself all things, by making peace through his blood, shed on the cross, Colossians 1:20. The enmity with God is over. The blood brings a profound peace that the world cannot give. The protection, a shield against evil. The enemy, Satan, operates through accusation, deception, and condemnation. His primary weapon is to remind believers of their past failures and sin. The blood of Christ is the believer's ultimate defense. How does it protect? It overcomes the accuser. Revelation 12:11 reveals the strategy of the victorious saints. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The blood silences the accuser. When Satan brings a charge, the believer can point to the cross and declare, "I am covered by the blood of Christ. I have been redeemed and forgiven. Your accusations are void." It provides spiritual protection. The Passover story in Exodus provides a powerful metaphor. The Israelites were instructed to mark their doorposts with the blood of a lamb. The Lord promised, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." Exodus 12:13. This foreshadowed the protection found in the blood of the ultimate lamb, Jesus. It marks the believer as God's own, placing them under his divine protection from eternal judgment and the enemy's schemes. It breaks the power of sin. The blood not only forgives past sin, but also empowers believers to live free from sin's dominion. It breaks the chains of addictive, destructive patterns and protects the mind from evil influences by renewing it with the truth of God's grace. Living in the light of the blood. The power of the blood of Christ is not accessed through superstitious ritual, but through faith. It is applied to our lives when we acknowledge our need for a Savior, believe that Jesus' death was for our personal sin, receive his gift of forgiveness and new life. Plead it daily in prayer, not to remind God, but to remind ourselves and the enemy of our secured identity. We walk in its victory by declaring, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Christ is therefore the most precious substance in history. It is the currency of heaven that purchased our freedom, the seal of an unbreakable covenant, and the eternal shield that protects the people of God from all evil. It is not a message of death, but the very source of life and victory.